I had the opportunity yesterday to return to my seminary for our alumni days. It was really the first time, I guess the second, but really the first time I had a chance to return to the seminary. My first alumni days, which would have been last year, got canceled for some reason. I can't imagine why. So it was a great joy to return to my seminary. And there's a tradition where I went to seminary at St. Mary's in Baltimore that for all of the new arrivals, when you're first entering the seminary, you know, you got your nerves and you're in your car driving up that first day to check in, first day in seminary, that the first thing they do is lead you into the chapel and ask you to kneel at one of the pews that St. John Paul II himself prayed at when John Paul II visited the United States back in the 90s. When he came, his helicopter landed on the field at St. Mary's Seminary, and he went inside and he took some time to pray. And so they marked that and that spot in the chapel where he knelt down to pray. And so it's a beautiful tradition in our seminary that they lead you in the first thing you do when you arrive, and one of the deacons gives a blessing in the place where John Paul II prayed. And it was a wonderful opportunity I had just to reflect on where I am today and that first day that we entered the seminary, and that moment, a very blessed and grateful moment I had. There are many ways we could talk about everything that our shepherd John Paul II did, but especially as priests, he holds a special place in our hearts because of seminary. It was Pope John Paul II who really set about the reform and the updating of the modern seminary system, what is the fruit of vocations today, greatly owing to him, and in particular a post-synodal apostolic exhortation of all things, a synod, which was a part of this. And he wrote a very important document in 1992, after that synod, on the formation of priests, and it's called Pastores Dabo Vobis, I Will Give You Shepherds. And it's really, in some ways, one of the Magna Cartas of modern-day seminary formation. And in that document, I Will Give You Shepherds, he lays out four pillars of seminary formation. These become almost the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of seminary that our lives revolve around. And these four pillars of formation are the intellectual, the pastoral, the spiritual, and above all, the human pillar of formation that his document, I Will Give You Shepherds, calls human formation the basis of all priestly formation. I think that this theme of human formation was so central to the heart of John Paul II, who brought about this renewal of Christian humanism, that in imitation of the humanity of Christ, we find what it truly means to be human beings in our world. I like to quote a little passage, his definition of human formation in Pastores Dabo Vobis. And so he says that in order that his ministry, the priest's, may be humanly as credible and acceptable as possible, it is important that the priest should mold his human personality in such a way that it becomes a bridge and not an obstacle for others in their meeting with Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of humanity. Though he's writing about priests, I think that this could just as easily be applied to every Christian vocation, that we live our discipleship in a way that's a bridge and not an obstacle to bringing others to Jesus Christ. It's the perennial call for us as disciples to be a bridge, not an obstacle for others. And above all, he talks about in his document here the ability to relate with love to other human beings, that the basis of every authentic human relationship is love. Love is what builds the bridges between us. He goes on to quote an earlier document that he wrote, his first encyclical called Redemptor Hominis, the Redeemer of man, and he says this: man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is meaningless if love is not revealed to him, if he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it. And here it is, I think, that we see our gospel today, this beautiful, intimate encounter between Jesus and Peter. It's almost like we're eavesdropping on this most intimate, personal moment between Peter and Jesus. Where Jesus says, "Peter, do you love me? Then feed my lambs." And it's sort of a reminder, first to us priests, but to all of us, that really priestly formation, and indeed all discipleship, is an extended training in giving an answer to this question: do you love me? This is what discipleship is. It's the long road where we learn to make of our lives an adequate response to the question from Jesus to each of us: do you love me? And if we respond, the only adequate response is to go out and feed his sheep in whatever way that the Lord has given us responsibility for his shepherding in our own lives. And so as we go through our day today, in love, how are we responding to that question? Do you love me?